listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, many of us want to know that what we do is important, that our work matters. One great thing about the insurance industry is that there are so many opportunities to give back. Discover how agents make a difference in their communities every day and how you can too. ASG Episode 118, How Selling Insurance Helps Give Back, written by Blaine Waterloo. Insurance agents work closely with and rely heavily on the members of their community to do business. Did you know agents can also give back to that community? For many of us, it's important that our job has a positive impact on the world around us. It may surprise you to learn that selling insurance does just that. As an insurance agent, you're invested in the people in your neighborhood and the small businesses they frequent. This provides ample opportunities to help potential clients and enrich your community. There are several ways your career in insurance sales makes a direct impact on those around you. Consider your affinity partnerships. In an affinity partnership, you're asking one brand, a local establishment that shares your clientele's demographics, to refer insurance prospects to you. Sure, when potential clients enter these local establishments, think pharmacies, senior centers, or churches, to name a few, you've got the advantage of being recommended as an insurance advisor, right? But when you join forces with a local business, you're not just promoting your own business to people in your area. You're also promoting the good those organizations do in your local area. It's a constant cycle that affects not only your potential clients, but your community at large. A partnership of this caliber means more potential clients, which means more sales, which means more folks in your area benefit from the services you and your partner have to offer. Another way to give back is through a more hands-on approach as one of the faces making a difference on the front lines of your neighborhood. This can be as simple as searching which charities or groups in your community offer volunteer opportunities or events and extending a hand. You can also seek out insurance companies you represent for possible volunteer opportunities near you. Several companies have volunteer programs with regular events or drives that you can join in on. Here at Ritter Insurance Marketing, our Ritter Cares initiative partners Ritter agents with employees at volunteer outreaches in their local communities. By getting involved on the ground level, you're showing potential clients your sense of humility and your ability to see their concerns as real and relatable, making your brand a more trustworthy one. Last but not least, do you sponsor any events or local organizations? Let's say you sponsor a soccer team. That's not just great marketing, it's also giving back to a worthy cause. Yes, your name might be displayed on the back of their t-shirts, but you're also localizing your small business and gaining the trust of those kids' families. When potential clients see that you have a vested interest in bettering the world as they see it, they're more likely to trust that you're also invested in bettering their lives directly. It's a subtle but impactful way to create business opportunities. Not to forget, something as simple as donating money to a community event is a savvy way to brand yourself on a budget. Consider sponsoring the business banners hanging on the fences of a high school's football or baseball field. It's a small expense that can catch a lot of eyes while also supporting that local team. Now, before we wrap up, let's talk about the charitable end of your business model. If you've already incorporated a way to give back into your business, first of all, way to go. And second of all, you're probably aware that it's also appealing to your customers. Think about brands that are founded on helping those in need. At some businesses, for every unit bought, a unit or a percentage of the sale is donated. You know of these brands because they're so popular and customers want to participate in a charitable cause. By marketing your business as one that thrives on helping others in the process of doing business, you're not just helping others, you're laying the foundation for a solid business model. In addition to this aspect of your career having a direct and immediate impact on your neighbors, you'll also benefit from a tax break and happy employees. An online survey from Kone found that those who feel good about the impact their company has on the world are 5 times more likely to stay with their employer. Prioritizing your community in your business model not only looks good, it yields tangible and lasting benefits for both you and your neighbors. That brings us to the end of another episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, you should definitely subscribe so you don't miss out on any of our new episodes. That also lets you easily go back through our previous episodes and binge listen. We know you want to. One thing you do need to know, some apps call it subscribing, others call it following, but no matter what you call it, it doesn't cost a thing to follow or subscribe to our podcast. When you do, new episodes will automatically be downloaded to your device, and you can even set it up so you get a notification each time we publish a new episode. Lastly, did you know that you can use voice commands to listen to our podcast? If you're in your car, you can say, "Hey Siri, play the Agent Survival Guide podcast." If you're at home or in the office, you can say, "Alexa, play the Agent Survival Guide podcast." We've tried to make it as easy as possible to listen wherever you are on as many devices as possible. Just want to say again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. We appreciate your support so much, and we will see you next episode.